Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I'm excited to bring you another episode absolutely free. This episode is one of many released every month, totaling over 80 episodes so far. Each one is meticulously digitally restored and stored in the cloud for your convenience, a process that incurs costs. To help cover these expenses, you might hear some advertisements throughout the episode. While we do retain the original commercials for historical authenticity, you may also encounter modern ads, which help keep the lights on. If you prefer an ad-free experience, we offer a couple options. You can listen to the episodes on YouTube. You can also support us by becoming a patron on our Patreon page. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate. I do want to emphasize that we are committed to providing this content to you for free, but also we have to be transparent about the financial realities to bringing this to you. Now, let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is June 20th, 1947, and the title is New Home. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy.
Fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hail, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of a great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'm Silver. Hooray!
Axes gleamed in the sun, and the perspiration streamed down the faces and backs of Fred Vance and his younger brother, Bill. They were chopping logs to add to their partly finished cabin.
Bill, this here's what I call just plain hard work.
Well, what's the matter, Fred? You getting soft?
Reckon I am at that. How about you?
Well, I got a few aches and blisters.
Never did figure 6 months in the calaboose would soften us so. Would you?
Forget that.
What's the matter? Did I say something wrong?
Just don't talk about jail.
Nobody's around to hear us.
Wouldn't make any difference if there was.
Say, what is this? Are you ashamed of being in jail?
Well, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm not a rustler, and I never was.
Well, I can't look at it that way. We were jailed. We might just as well have stolen cattle.
You don't figure being called rustlers makes us rustlers, do you?
No, but all the same,
As a matter of fact, I think the judge had a lot of doubt about our guilt. he'd been sure of us, he'd have given us more than 6 months in jail.
But we were jailless thieves, and we can't shake that off.
Now, look at it this way, Bill. We served our term, so we're square with the law.
Yeah.
Now we're a new country. No one knows us here, so we can start with a clean slate. Bill, don't be so pessimistic.
Well, I can't help it, Fred.
I know what's wrong.
Yeah?
We've been working too hard. We need to get around and get acquainted. That's what's the matter. Now, how's this sound? We'll finish the cabin, and then we'll go to town. We'll spend some time in town and make some friends.
Maybe we'll meet someone before then.
Huh?
Look, somebody coming. He's waving at us.
Oh, doggone. First neighbor to call on us. Hi there, friend.
Hi there.
You see? He's glad to be called a friend. Glad to see you.
Oh, boy.
I was just telling my brother that you're the first gent from around here to come calling. Mighty glad to see you. I'm Fred, and this is my brother Bill.
You just call me Tom. I heard a couple of young fellas bought this piece. You figure to raise cattle?
Sure thing.
Fine. Plenty of room for all of us. But I didn't stop just to pass the time of day. I figured maybe you and your brother might be interested in coming to the meeting tonight. You think you would?
What meeting?
The rancher's meeting. There's some right important business. Of course, you got no cattle yet, but it's all right for you to be there.
What's up?
We're having rustler trouble.
Oh.
We jailed Pete Madden, leader of the gang, a week ago. But the rest of his boys struck back. We've got to decide what to do.
Struck back? You mean they stole cattle?
They did more than that. They stole my boy. My son.
Say, I'm sorry to hear that.
They're holding him hostage. They've threatened to kill him if we don't turn Madden loose. So now you see why we're having the meeting.
Gosh, there's not much we can say. But if there's anything we can do, you just call on us. We'll be at that meeting.
How old's your son?
Well, Jim's just about your age.
You know where he's being held?
In their hideout, wherever that is.
You don't know?
Some place in them badlands to the north. That's all we know.
It covers a heap of territory. Now, look here. You don't mean to hold out, do you? Your son's life means more than holding a man in jail.
That's something I can't talk about. We're going to decide that at the meeting.
We'll be there.
The meeting is to be held at my ranch. Tom Patrick's name. I own the first place below you, after you get beyond the pass. You said you were Bill and Fred?
Yeah. The last part of the name is Vance.
Vance?
Yeah. Why?
Mesa County?
Uh-huh. How'd you guess that?
Why, you low-down polecats.
Hey, now listen.
Hold on, mister. You're making war talk. What in blazes got into you?
You're a pair of dirty rustlers.
What the...
You're in with the rest of the rotten gang. I was fool enough to stand here and let you take me in.
Why, are you...
Bill. Let me do the talking.
Didn't you serve time for wrestling?
We served time for something we never did. We never stole cattle.
Yes.
I want to know where you heard about us.
We knew your gang hadn't been here long. So we wrote to the sheriffs of all the surrounding counties for the names of the rustlers that had been let out of jail in the past 6 months. We got the names of a couple of dozen. And yours among them.
Listen, Patrick, we can explain.
I can't prove you're in with the others.
Wait.
Wait, I'm sure in my own mind. Now you clear out. Clear out pronto.
Wait, won't you listen?
You heard my warning. Get up, boy. Get up there.
All the doggone bastards.
I had a hunch something like this would happen. Well, it's no use, Fred. We can't start over again with a clean slate.
Well, we're not going to clear out. We're here to stay. And we'll fight if we have to.
That night, a masked man and his Indian companion saw a number of men ride up and dismount at Tom Patrick's ranch house.
Hello. That's the meeting we heard about.
That right. How we learn what happened at meeting?
It'll be quite dark in a few minutes. I think I can get close enough to hear what's said.
Me go, too?
No. Two of us will be more likely to attract attention. You go to camp and wait there. I'll join you later.
There were over a score of grim-faced men in Tom Patrick's home. Presently, Tom took a position at one end of the large room and called for attention.
All right, boys. Let's get started. Now, before we get down to the business that we come here for, I want to tell you about the newcomers. I called on them today. They're building a cabin above my place.
What are they like?
Who are they?
Cattlemen? Any of you men get acquainted with him?
Not me.
Well, their name is Vance. We're the two brothers Sheriff Hawks of Mesa County wrote us about. Now hold on a minute. I've given them their marching orders. In with the gang or not, we don't want fellas with their kind of record settling in this district. Knowing how things are, they savvy that. They won't waste much time making tracks.
Well, what if they don't go?
They will, peaceable or otherwise. But we can tend to them any time. Now we got to decide what to do about Pete Madden.
Look here, Tom. Let me speak.
Go ahead.
Your son's life is what counts. We're in favor of letting Pete Madden out of jail. The sheriff can't turn us down.
That's right.
No. I got my own ideas about how they should be handled.
Well, what is your idea?
We'll pick the six best men at Cut and Sign to go into the Badlands and find the crook's hideout.
Tom, I don't like it.
I didn't figure you would.
Jim might be killed.
It's risky.
Besides, those crooks are holed up tight.
Now, boys, there's no use arguing. I know you're trying to save Jim. I know you'd let Pete and a dozen like him go loose for Jim's sake if I was to ask you.
Sure, well, that's right.
But I'm not asking. And I won't. I've named the plan. That's the way it'll have to be.
It was just a few minutes later when the Lone Ranger reined up in camp where Tonto had been waiting. In a few words, he told the Indian about Tom Patrick's plan.
Tom Patrick means well, Tonto. But he's making a mistake.
Ah.
Maybe he doesn't realize that those crooks meant it. They said his son would die if Madden wasn't released.
You tell him about hideout?
No. I heard something that changed my mind.
Oh. And what that?
Fred Vance and his brother want a chance to settle here and make an honest living. Those ranchers have discovered their identity. They're determined to drive them from the district.
Oh, that bad.
Well, under the circumstances, they're not to blame. Nevertheless, Fred and Bill deserve a chance to make good.
Ah. Evidence in Mesa County. Plenty slim.
Well, even if they were guilty, they deserve a chance to start again.
And what do you do?
Instead of telling the ranchers that we've located the hideout of the cattle thieves, we'd use the information to help the Vance boys.
And what about prisoner?
We'll see that Jim Patrick isn't killed. Mount up.
Be ready. And where we go?
We call on Fred and Bill. He's imminently coming.
One, two, get
up, scout.
Fred and Bill Vance, their minds filled with bitterness, sat beside their campfire, staring gloomily into its flames. For a long time, there was nothing said. Then Bill broke the silence.
Fred.
Huh?
What are you thinking about?
Same thing you are, I reckon.
You mean about the ranchers knowing about us?
Sure. What else?
Still figure on staying here and fighting it out?
Don't you want to?
Well, I hate to run after buying this land and working as hard as we have on our house.
That's how I feel.
But, well, on the other hand, what can the two of us do against all the ranchers? Fred, I'll bet this is the way it's always going to be, no matter where we go. Sooner or later, somebody's going to ride by that recognizes us. Then we'll have to pull stakes again.
Which is just why I aim to stay here.
Huh?
What would we gain by it if it's going to happen again wherever we go? Shucks, we got to stand and fight for our rights sometime. We might as well do it here.
I guess you're right.
Of course I am.
We keep on building the cabin?
Yeah, doggone right. With our guns handy all the time.
Uh-huh.
The ranchers want to chase us. We'll show them how a couple of men can fight when they're trying to hold their land.
Hey, wait a minute, Fred.
What's the matter?
Someone coming.
Come with me, Bill. Grab your gun belt and get away from the fire. This way.
What are you going to do?
Get down here in the brush where we won't be seen too easily.
Yeah, two horsemen coming this way. Wonder who they are.
They're enemies. I told you we'd fight to hang on to what we got. This is the time to start fighting.
How do you know those are enemies?
Ah, that's easy. They're enemies because we got no friends. Those critters are probably a couple of the cattlemen come to try to make us move. Now listen to me, Bill.
I'm listening.
I'll fire a warning shot over their heads and call on them to rein up. If that doesn't stop them, we let them have it.
Right. It's about time for that warning shot.
Here goes.
Rain up there.
They're stopping.
Hit the ground. Come toward my fire with your hands up.
We want to talk to you.
Throw down your guns or we'll shoot.
And be quick about it.
Coming to see you, but we're not dropping our gun. So hold your fire.
Hey, Fred, look. One of them's masked and the other one's an Indian.
They're either crooks or gunslingers sent to get us.
They're coming this way.
This is the last warning. Drop those guns or we'll shoot.
They're not doing it, Fred.
Then start shooting.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. The Lone Ranger and Tonto were met by gunfire when they went on a friendly mission to the camp of Bill and Fred Vance.
Them fellow Nautilus?
Tonto dropped down quite possibly.
Oh, be savvy.
Fred,
come in.
We warned them. Come on, we'll go and see how bad they hit.
Let them get close, Tonto. We'll jump them.
Gosh, Fred, I hope we didn't kill them.
Well, they wouldn't drop their guns.
I know that, but even
be careful, Bill. Might be acting like they'd been shot to throw us off guard.
Right.
Hey, I'll show you. Oh, me get him, Fred.
Stand in there.
Let go, you.
Me got this one. Right. I'll take it easy, mister.
Sorry I had to smash your gun. Why were you so determined to kill us?
It was you or us. Now, who sent you here? Did them ranchers hire you?
My guns aren't for hire.
You were sent by the ranchers, weren't you?
No.
But how did
you... We came here to help you, not to fight you.
Help us? No one helps us.
What I said is true.
You can't.
And if you've got the sense to listen, we'll prove it.
The masked man spoke for some time, telling the brothers what he knew and what he had planned. When he finished, Fred stepped forward and held out his hand.
Mister, I reckon when you've shot at a fella, an apology don't mean much. If you're willing to take mine, though, you've got it.
We hold no grudges.
What Fred says goes for me, too.
Well, I've told you what I want you to do. It's dangerous, and I can't guarantee you'll be accepted by the ranchers afterwards. But it's worth trying. What do you say?
We'll do it.
Right.
Good. If all goes as it should, you won't regret it.
It was the following night when the six men selected by the ranchers from among their number approached the edge of the Badlands. Tom Patrick, as the father of the boy they hoped to find and rescue, was their leader.
Men, I figure this is the best place to head in. Give us the most cover. If they're keeping watch, which they likely are, any place else we'd likely be setting.
I think you're right, Tom.
You're the boss, Tom. We won't question anything you decide.
Good enough. Now, when we're in the Badlands, we'll keep riding till we reach them buttes. We know there's no place for a hideout this side of them. It's no use wasting time looking. But from the buttes on, we'll have to go careful and make sure we don't overlook nothing.
We stay on our horses?
We do.
Then what? We separate or keep bunched?
We don't dare separate. If we could signal each other, it'd be fine. We could cover more territory. Signals would be seen by the rustlers.
That's so.
What's that up ahead?
That's Sentinel Rock. When we're past it, we're in the Badlands for fair.
Wonder how long this is going to take us.
No saying. Maybe a day, maybe a week. Maybe a month. That's why we're packing so much grub.
I got a notion about this.
What's that, Tom?
I don't figure they're very deep in the Badlands. If they were, they'd waste too much time getting back and forth. My notion is they're close to the edge. But in a spot easy to overlook.
I wouldn't be surprised if you was right.
That'd explain why they can make raids on our beef so often.
Uh-huh. This is Sentinel Rock. Now, keep your horses edging to your left.
Come, maybe if we could...
Right up and reach.
And fast.
Oh, 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 oh. A masked man and a redskin.
And the Vance brothers.
What's the meaning of this?
It means you're not entering the Badlands.
Why? Right. How do you...
Out of the saddle, all of you.
You can't
hit
get
the
away.
Ground.
Come on, Tom. Nothing we can do. The skunks have got us covered. Yes.
Steady there. You there.
Talking to me?
I was just getting to the point where I was more than half convinced you and your brother were all right.
What about it?
What about it? This proves you're one of the gang.
Think so? Patrick, maybe you'll find out different.
That's enough talk. Bill.
Yeah?
You guard these men.
Don't you worry about that. I'll keep them here.
What do you think you're going to do with these?
Come on. Tom, I'm going to tell you something.
Well?
We're preventing your making the search for the hide out of the rustlers. Because you'd be sure to make a mistake. You have no idea where to look. You'd be discovered before you got anywhere near it.
What are you getting at?
Just this. Bill will keep you here so you can't meddle. Otto, Fred, and I will find your son and return him to you safely.
I don't believe a word of it, you.
Sorry. You all right, Bill?
You bet.
And we'll leave you. Otto, Fred?
We're ready anytime you are.
Then come on. Come on, Silver!
Get along there, boy. Get along!
Hours later, many miles inside the boundary of the Badlands, the Lone Ranger signaled his two companions to halt.
Oh, Silver!
Now what?
Here's where we part company.
Yeah.
As I told you, Otto and I have already located their hideout. It's not far.
Uh-huh.
Jim Patrick is being held inside a cave at the rear of their camp. Otto knows how it can be reached.
Nishon.
So you follow Toto. Do exactly as he directs.
And you? What'll you be doing?
I'm riding directly into their camp. Not likely to fire at a masked man who's alone. Not until they know all about him.
And then?
You release Jim while I hold their attention. And see to it you don't fail.
We'll do our best.
That's right.
And on your way.
Get him up, Scout!
Get up!
All right, Silver, old fella. Now it's up to us. Come on, Silver!
Jake Nolan had assumed command of the band of rustlers in the absence of Pete Madden. Their camp occupied a strip of rocky land, open on three sides, with the fourth a cliff whose face revealed a shadowed entrance to a cave. The rustlers were alert, their hands on the butts of their guns, their eyes fixed on the masked figure mounted on a white horse that approached at a slow gait.
Hey there, Jake.
Right here, mister. Keep coming. And careful you don't make no moves for them guns you're wearing.
You have a dozen men here, Jake. You think I'd try to take them on single-handed?
Who are you?
Oh, boy. Oh, easy, big fella. Steady. Does that matter?
How'd you find us?
I've known about this spot for a long time.
Yeah? You come alone?
What's it look like?
Smooth talker, huh? What's that mask mean? You want to join up?
No.
Then what's your game?
You sent terms to the ranchers.
Huh? What do you know about my dealings with the ranchers?
When they jailed Pete, you captured Jim Patrick. You've told the ranchers that Jim dies unless Pete goes free.
That's right. Did the ranchers send you?
Perhaps.
Are they going to let Pete go?
I doubt it.
They figure we didn't mean what we said, huh? Well, either they follow orders or they find out different.
Jake... Let me give you some advice.
Huh?
You'll never secure Pete's release. If you injure Jim Patrick, you'll be hunted down. You and every man here. Sooner or later, you'll be caught. And when you are, you'll hang.
Say, is that all you came here for, to try to throw a scare into us?
No.
Then cut the palaver. And what's the rest of it?
I think you'll learn in a moment.
Learn in a moment? Mister, you're up to something. Now, what is it?
What do you think?
If you're just trying...
Listen to me a minute.
Well?
You and your men have watched me like hawks from the minute I came into sight.
You bet we have, and we're still watching you.
That's where you made your mistake.
What's he mean by that?
We didn't make no mistake, mister. We're not taking any chances with you.
While you were watching me, you neglected to watch the other side of your camp. Huh? My friends got in and untied your prisoner.
What?
They go, and what? Jim is with them.
Hey, get him! Get all three of them!
Look! Come on, Stan!
Hey, come back here!
Head to that rock! Get him! Drop him!
Get your horses! Mount up! Get after him and the others!
A boulder the size of a house gave the Lone Ranger protection from the outlaw's bullets until he was well underway. He was far ahead by the time Jake and his pals got started. And then it became a chase. The members of Pete Madden's gang pursuing the Lone Ranger on his mighty horse, Silver. Meanwhile, Bill Vance held a gun in readiness in case Tom Patrick or one of the other angry ranchers chose to make a break.
I swear I'll shoot. That masked man knew what he was talking about. And I'll back his play if I gotta shoot a man to do it.
Vance, I don't know what to make of that masked man.
Me neither.
You're playing with fire, Vance.
Hey, horses coming this way.
Over yonder. I see him, two of them.
Hey, Tom, look sharp. There's moonlight to see that one horse carries double, and he's carrying your son.
Jim. It's Jim.
It is Jim.
And my brother. It's Fred and Tonto. They got Jim. You hear that, Patrick? They got your son.
Great day in the morning. Put up your gun, Bill. You needn't hold it any longer.
No, stop it. Dad, these two got me away from the gang.
Oh, son, you're alive. Are you all right?
Fit as a fiddle. And I can tell you all you want to know about the Madden gang.
Yeah. How'd you get away?
It was a masked man. He held the attention of the crooks.
Him come this way. Come plenty fast.
There he is.
Look at him travel.
Hold him, boy. He's a steady big fella. They're coming this way.
Who's coming this way?
The Madden gang. They're riding hard. They'll be on tired out horses.
Hey, Jim. They're coming over there.
You have them in the open now, and you're on fresh horses. Now, Patrick, if you want the rest of the Madden gang, go get them.
You hear that, boys? Go get them. Come on.
Wait, Fred.
Yeah?
Bill's horse is fresh. He can go. You stay here with Jim.
I wish I had a horse to go with him, man.
They won't need you, Jim. That fight won't last long.
I don't know who to thank for my rescue.
You can thank Fred Vance and his brother. And now I think you and the Vance boys might become good friends.
And count on that. Fred, we need a few like you and your brother around here.
Thanks, Jim. Oh, my brother and I need a few friends like you and your father. And this masked man.
Fight over already.
That's the end of the Madden gang.
Look, Paul's men have them all holding their hands high.
We can shove on, Tonto.
Hey, you can't go. Gosh, we owe everything to you and Tonto.
If you have any obligations, Jim, pay them off to the Vance boys.
Easy, big fella. One silver ounce.
Fred, who is he?
The masked man? He's the Lone Ranger.
Thank you.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.